Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Friday, May 15th, 2024. This is the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott, and this is the Friday op-ed, an interesting op-ed, something that kind of hits right in my wheelhouse. And this is a unique op-ed in that I'm doing a video version of this. So if you are listening to this, you can go to YouTube and you can find this on the Cyber Smart Morning News channel. It'll actually be probably the only video on there right now. Or you can see it on LinkedIn or X, wherever I post it there. So this op-ed today is about the issues this week with TikTok. If you followed me at all on LinkedIn, or you've read any of my Substack posts, or you've just kind of seen my various ramblings, you know that I am not a fan of TikTok. And this particular op-ed is not going to revolve around the political rationale behind why the Congress voted to have ByteDance divest itself from TikTok within the next 6 months. It's not going to get into, well, hey, they collect data, but so does Facebook and so does Instagram and so do all these other entities. I'm not going to get into that because it's not an apples to apples situation. And if you are a believer in TikTok and you think it's great and it's fantastic and it's all that you need it to be, I'm probably not going to change your mind here. But for those who are free thinking and want to understand this, I'm giving this from the perspective of a 20-year FBI agent who spent 20 years doing cyber matters and counterintelligence matters with the prime entity that we targeted because they were targeting us were the Chinese. Now, I do a lot of presentations talking about nation state actors, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans. They all have different rationale for what they do. The Iranians are looking to kind of control the Middle East in their little area and be hegemonic in there. The Russians are worried about Eastern Europe. The North Koreans are worried about just keeping the lights on. But China wants to overtake the United States as the global world power. Now, if you feel that's a great idea, you can stop watching or listening to this right now and move on to somewhere else. I'm not going to convince you otherwise. TikTok is designed by the Chinese government. Well, it's designed by ByteDance, but overseen by the Chinese government to be a collection platform to collect all sorts of information about individuals in the United States and to be able to use their algorithms to influence individuals into believing what the Chinese want us to believe. Now, again, you can say, well, hey, guess what? Sure, they collect a lot of data. And I think we can all agree they collect tons of data. They're a social media platform. They collect personal information about you, about what you do. They have facial recognition. They know what you look like. And we'll talk about why that's a problem in a bit. But you can say, well, so does Facebook. So does Facebook, Instagram, same thing. So do all the U.S. Social media platforms. And absolutely they do. But the U.S. media platforms are profit-driven. They're trying to make money so they can build their empire up and stuff like that. And you can say, well, they send all their information to the U.S. government. The U.S. government just looking at our data. I'm here to tell you that the U.S. government does not have the personnel or resources to look at everybody's social media data. Now, if you're committing a crime, if you're doing something illegal, you're doing something you're not supposed to do, then yes, there are mechanisms by which law enforcement within the United States has the capability to go to a judge with a search warrant, with evidence to say, I need to look at this person's information, and then provide that to these social media platforms so that they can give it to them. Now, are there certain three-letter agencies that might go above and beyond this requirement? Sure. But if they do, there are mechanisms in place to hold them accountable for doing that. Now, people are going to argue, well, yeah, the government can do whatever they want. They own everything. They are not as smart as you think they are. And we rely on what the news tells us about all these things, and the news doesn't know anything about any of this. If you look at a lot of the headlines over the last 2 days about this, it says Congress votes to ban TikTok. That is not what they did. What they did was vote to force ByteDance to divest themselves of the TikTok entity, or then, yes, it'll be a ban at that point. But that vote to ban it yet. They're giving ByteDance, which is a company in China, that every company in China has a connection or is owned by, in some form, the Chinese Communist Party, the entity that oversees China. All right. And so, sure, they have tons of our information. There is a national counterintelligence law in China that requires every company that collects data in China to provide the Chinese government with that data upon request. And if you think that the Chinese government has not requested information from ByteDance with TikTok data, you are sadly mistaken, and you got your head in the sand and probably need to get it out. Okay, so, and this is, and it's not the same thing as what US companies do. And think of it from this perspective. All right, if you, let's say you are a teenager, let me step back one second and tell you one thing. So I understand, obviously, that there are businesses that use TikTok and it's successful for them. With every platform that operates, there's good and there's bad. China recognizes that everything they did with TikTok was bad. No one would use it. So there's going to be positive aspects to what TikTok can provide. But what you're doing is looking at your personal risk and offsetting that with what TikTok can provide from the positive perspective. Is that right, wrong? That's for you to decide. I can't decide what's a risk for you. But think about this from this perspective. If you're a parent and your kids are on TikTok, okay, like 14, 15, 16 years old now, whatever, if they're, you know, 8 or 9, that's a whole different discussion. We should have another time. But if they're now doing that, they don't know what they're going to do with their lives. In 10 years, they may decide, you know what? I've changed my perspective. I want to help serve the country. I want to become an FBI agent. I want to work for the CIA, NSA, whatever. What happens now is China knows who you are, what you look like, and has all sorts of information on you that basically makes your capability to work within those agencies somewhat limited. You can't travel overseas. You can't do clandestine operations. And we're getting into a whole bunch of minutiae here that probably most folks aren't really thinking about. But you have to look at this. China is looking at this from a long-term perspective. They are not looking at this as a right-now perspective. Facebook, Instagram are looking at a lot of this as a right-now perspective. How can we make money now by taking the data we have and pushing ads and doing all that kind of stuff, right? China is looking at this as how can we use this information to do a whole host of different things, to understand where people go, to be able to map buildings. Because if you have TikTok and you're walking through a building, there's trackers on there that can track geolocation and can then identify that building. So think about this from a university perspective. A lot of university kids use TikTok on a daily basis. Some of those kids work in universities that have federal grants and federal contracts to develop stuff for the federal government. This is where the whole national security thing comes into play. Not just universities, but kind of globally and universally here within the United States from a threat perspective, right? And so that is kind of the bigger problem here, is that TikTok is designed specifically to collect data against the United States, individuals in the United States, entities within the United States, wherever they can get, and then to be able to use it to send propaganda. The algorithm is designed to feed information to the users that push them against the interest of the United States. So you have to ask yourself here, where would you rather live in a world where the US is the hegemonic or the top power in the world? Or would you rather live in a world where China is the top power in the world? Ask Chinese people, which would you rather live in? A China-controlled country in our world or a US run company or country or world? Now, obviously, now let's be honest. There's people that are going to listen to this and say, well, US is bad too, right? I've heard all this. I've heard it many times before. And again, like I said at the beginning, if that's where you stand, I'm not going to convince you otherwise. Do I think this is a slippery slope to other social media, to the government demanding information from social media companies? I do not. From this perspective, you're never going to find a piece of information, you're never going to find a topic that garners the amount of bipartisanship that this did. And this is all directed at a nation state that does not want us to succeed, that is actively working to undermine our way of life, all right? So understand it from that perspective. Is Facebook looking to undermine the United States? Well, you can argue certainly in certain social mechanisms, like with abortion and things like that. Sure, absolutely. They have an ideology they're driving, but that ideology generally is not designed to take down the foundations of the United States. People are going to argue, yes, it is. Okay, fine. If you think they're that talented, then you go on and keep believing that and watching those particular propaganda sites or whatever if you want to. The point here is I have to applaud the U.S. House of Representatives for taking this step. Do I think that they all understood what they were signing on for? I don't think so. You know, will the Senate sign on to it? You know, you'd like to hope so. And then that will force ByteDance to have to sell their share to somebody else. Now, that could mean simply that Apple buys it, and now Apple's in charge of TikTok. Are you going to have a problem with that? Now, can Apple provide information that they get if they own TikTok to the government? They can, but it's not like the government can just say, hey, give us all your information, and they will hand it over. There has to be there are legal processes in place to do that. Plus, if they misuse your data, there's legal recourse you can take that will allow you to, you know, to deal with that situation. Now, will you be successful? Hard to say. No one's really tried it. It's going to cost money for lawyers, so I understand all of that. So there's certain, you know, there's good here, there's good there. But like I said in an earlier video, would you rather deal with the devil you know or deal with the devil you don't know? Now, does this mean that if TikTok goes away, let's say ByteDance decides we're not divesting and therefore it's no longer available in the United States, are you telling me that you cannot create your dance videos or your advertisement for your companies on YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels? I guess Facebook and Instagram, both, they call them both Reels because they're the same company. And I can guarantee you this, some other company will step up with a similar platform that does exactly what TikTok does without the badness that's associated with the Chinese government owning TikTok. And so that is really this. Oh, that's a lot. I've gotten 11 minutes on this. I didn't mean to go this long. That's kind of my take here on this. And so if you're interested in more insight like this, the CyberSmart Morning News Update is available Monday, Wednesday, Friday on all your favorite podcast platforms. As always, if you want to send me information or send me thoughts or comments or just yell at me because I'm way off, feel free to email me, Darren@thecyberguy.com. Cyber is spelled C-Y-B-U-R, just like it is there on the CyberSmart Morning News Update logo there. You can hit me on LinkedIn. You can read my Substack. I'm always interested to talk to people about with different perspectives. But understand this, China is bad. TikTok is Chinese, therefore TikTok is bad. Again, if chances are, if you are still with me, you kind of believe it yourself. If I lost you long ago, I'm never going to convince you otherwise. But you know, if you found interest in this, share it with others. Again, as always, looking for alternative opinions. With that, I hope you enjoy the remainder of your weekend. Have a safe, cyber smart weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with the cyber news over the weekend. Because chances are, the cybercrime issue will not resolve itself by the time we return on Monday.
Cyber Smart Morning News is written and produced by Cyber Guy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.